from KQED.
In recent years, the Inland Empire has become a major center for logistics, helping to process the flow of goods from the ports of L.A. and Long Beach to the rest of California and the country. The industry has been a welcome job generator in the state's fastest-growing region. But all those trucks plying the freeways add to an already substantial pollution problem. Chris Richard tells us about the political blowback against one particularly massive proposal pending in Moreno Valley.
If it's built, the World Logistics Center would be the biggest warehouse project in the world, nearly 42 million square feet. The project has triggered a fierce debate in the last several months. At city council meetings, some residents say the logistics center could bring relief from decades of unemployment and lousy jobs.
You know, you got mothers working at McDonald's and then her second job's at In-N-Out. I'm not demeaning those jobs, but come on, we need good paying jobs.
Others warn about diesel pollution from as many as 30,000 truck trips a day.
Explain to future generations it was good for the economy when they can't farm the land, breathe the air, and drink the water. And that is what is going to happen if you approve World Logistics Center.
Supporters say the project could create 20,000 local jobs. And precisely because it's so big, it could be good for the environment. Here's University of Redlands professor Timothy Krantz at a forum last year.
You won't be needing to drive or commute to other areas in Los Angeles or Orange County, greatly reducing the amount of vehicle air emissions that will be produced for each of those jobs created.
The Southern California Air Quality Management District doesn't see it that way. Spokesman Sam Atwood.
So this is an area that's already heavily polluted. Any way you slice this, this is a major facility that's going to have high emissions.
Ozone levels near the project site are already some of the highest in the country. Atwood warns increased soot from diesel exhaust would increase cancer risks many times over.
And so we have to do everything we can, and the developer has to do everything they can to mitigate the increased emissions that will result from this new development.
City officials say they're giving such questions careful consideration. Skeptics say they've tipped their hand.
Moreno Valley is emerging as the new gateway to the global economy.
Last year, officials released a DVD that was supposed to present an overall economic development plan, but that actually sounded more like an ad for the warehouse project.
The environment is at the core of the World Logistics Center's plan. It will not only feature superior design and architecture, it will attempt to establish modern and groundbreaking sustainability features.
Some people in town say that's an oddly strong endorsement from a city government that is supposed to be overseeing an unbiased environmental review. Their suspicions increased a couple months ago when the FBI served search warrants on the developers' offices and the homes of all five city council members. Federal officials aren't saying what they're after, but citizen activists have had enough.
Who is it?
Hi, it's Craig Givens with Concerned Citizens of Moreno Valley Advocacy Group.
Members of Givens' organization want to recall the entire city council and write a new constitution that makes their successors more accountable. On his door-to-door rounds, Givens warns voters not to let the people who are in charge now write the rules for the future.
If they get their charter in, then they would be able to fast-track development projects a lot faster than they're able to do now. We'll be like China someplace where you basically reach out and touch the air.
Moreno Valley Mayor Tom Owing says he's done nothing wrong. He's not concerned about the federal investigation, and he's tired of people complaining about the World Logistics Center.
This city is on the verge of bankruptcy. We have unemployment rate approximately 13-14%. We have a city staff that's down to 150. We're laying off public safety people. We have a lot more pressing problems than this.
Developer Ido Benzivi says he's too busy to grant an interview. Environmental groups are stepping up their organizing activities as the project awaits the council's final decision. For the California Report, I'm Chris Richard in Moreno Valley.